Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hello. This is Robbie.
Hey, Robbie. You're caller 21.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
You got tickets to the K-Rock private show with 21 Pilots, and you also got tickets to see him at BMO Stadium on October 25th.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, the 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have People Are Dumb today. A guy in Colorado actually tried to switch seats with his dog to avoid a DUI. What's up with Florida? Naked guy trying to break into houses. We have the 420 catch of the day like we do every day, our new music feature. And we've got more contests for this. Hey. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Seldom in my life have I met a dumber man.
A driver in Colorado tried to get out of a DUI by switching seats with his dog. Tried to convince the police officer that his dog was driving. People Are Dumb is coming up on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A driver in Colorado tried to avoid a DUI arrest by swapping seats with his dog after he was pulled over. The man was stopped by police around 11:30 Saturday night for allegedly driving 52 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. The police officer approached the car, and while he was approaching, he watched the driver and the dog switch places. Then the driver, who's now in the passenger seat, opened the door and jumped out, put his hands up and said, "I wasn't driving." This is probably going to surprise you, but the police officer said he did seem intoxicated. And when asked by officers if he'd been drinking, he ran away. Well, he didn't run away. He ran. He got about 20 yards from the vehicle. 20 yards. He was taken to the hospital where he was medically cleared and booked into the jail with charges including driving under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, speeding, and resisting arrest. The dog, the only one we care about in this story, was handed over to a friend of the driver and was let go with just a warning.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with your tickets for 21 Pilots coming up in 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Bella.
Hi, Bella. Would you like to see 21 Pilots?
Yes, I would.
Would you like to see him twice?
I for sure will.
You are caller 21, which means you get to see him at the K-Rock private show. And you also get to see him at BMO Stadium.
Thank you so much.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
The doorbell rang and then the motion light was on, so I answered the door and the guy's standing there naked.
It's not how any story should start, but this is What's Up with Florida.
An unwelcome sight on his door. Step, David Dale called the police as the naked man outside started tearing things up.
The naked man picked up a plant, a potted plant, and threw it through the window of the man's truck and then tore some lights off his house.
That man took off as police began to search.
They brought a dog. They brought the helicopter.
There was no sign of him that night until just down the block, Tim Reichman woke up.
I go out back.
Got some bad news for you, Tim.
And the shed door's open. And then I look around the corner and the screen's off the window.
Where's the naked Florida man at this point?
He checked his security cams.
Here's this creepy guy in the sliding glass door, naked.
I'm guessing that wasn't a great sight.
Absolutely horrified.
They watched as he climbed over their fence.
He tries the door and then he starts pleasuring himself.
Okay.
They watched him take the screen off their windows and try to open them.
Then he goes out, goes to our shed, opens the shed, gets an axe.
My bad. I think you just said gets an axe.
Security video shows him hide in their shed and stay there for the next 2.5 hours before walking out the side gate.
All right, where's the axe? Does he have the axe now or no?
A week later, investigators say they arrested Joshua Neil Garrison.
They arrested him with or without the axe?
A couple of nights, it was me sitting up, gun in my lap, you know, which is not what you want to do.
I mean, I think that's fair. You don't want a naked guy with an axe breaking into your house.
Court records show he was sentenced on Grand Theft Auto charges in July and scheduled to be in jail until December.
Huh. How's that working out?
It's unclear why he was let out early.
And where's the axe? I still need to know where the axe is. What would a naked guy need an axe for? And where is it right now? I don't love this story. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Go Dodgers. Got a story for you coming up about one of the fans losing her job. A Brewers fan. That's coming up on K-Rock.
A Brewers fan found out what happens when her trash talk crosses the line.
Talk about that next on K-Rock. Tonight at 5:38, the Dodgers play for the League World Championship.
Nothing new about trash talking between fans at a baseball game, but a Brewers fan found out what happens when her trash talk crosses the line. Fox 11's Susan Harasuna is here to show us the video that got that Brewer fan fired from her job.
Couldn't love it more that this woman got fired from her job.
And it's incredible because it happened so quickly.
My goodness.
True Blue Dodger fan Ricardo Vassato got two tickets to the Dodgers Brewers game behind home plate. The game was played in Milwaukee, and as expected, he was in a sea of blue and gold.
Any sports fan that's traveled to see their team anywhere else knows exactly what he was facing.
When the home team got the first run, Ricardo endured some taunts. Brewers fans erupt with the first run on the scoreboard. But once the Dodgers scored two runs in the second, the fans' attitude changed. And so did Ricardo Vassato's.
Why is everybody quiet? What is this?
That apparently didn't sit well with this woman. She says, you know what?
I'm calling ICE.
She said, I'm calling ICE.
Oh, you. Call ICE. Call ICE. Are you a citizen or veteran, baby girl?
He says not only is he a citizen, he's also fought in two wars. He's a veteran.
We're veteran, two wars. ICE are not going to do anything to me.
I think she just let out her true colors.
Which are disturbingly white.
Let herself let it out of baseball and took it out of the cheering to a personal level.
Good luck.
And apparently once this video went viral and the social media world ID'd the woman, it took less than 24 hours for her comments to get her fired.
Turns out most companies don't want open racism out there.
Her employer, Manpower Group, posted she was investigated and is no longer with the organization. Fox 11 has also learned she resigned as a board member of the Wisconsin branch of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Was it warranted that she get fired for her comment?
People have stopped keeping the quiet things quiet and started saying them out loud.
Especially, it depends. I mean, it depends on your position, but there's, like I said, there's people that don't want to be associated with those type of people.
The Dodgers may have gotten the win, but Ricardo missed the last three innings. She complained when Ricardo said this to her after she took a swipe at him.
Call ICE! Call him! Idiot!
Ricardo and his friend were ejected from the stadium.
He asked, why am I getting kicked out? And the only reason they gave anybody was because we were Dodger fans.
Well, for the record, Shannon Kovlerchik also threw an insult about his drink of choice, saying real men drink beer, then called him the P word. Some would argue that that's closer to traditional trash talk, and that comment might not have gotten her fired.
Fingers crossed that Brewer fan after tonight will be without a job and without a team in the playoffs. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal, you're caller 21.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yep. You got the tickets for the private show and to see them at BMO Stadium.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. I've been trying like thousands of calls every day. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it paid off. You're going to see them twice in the next week.
Yeah, Crystal!
We have the 420 catch of the day coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a man in Georgia has been arrested after allegedly blowing up an ATM, stealing nearly $90,000 in cash, and then gambling every single dollar of it away at a casino.
And he lost it all?
According to police, the man used homemade explosives to break into the ATM late at night. He then drove straight to a casino just miles from the scene. And then when officers caught up with him hours later, he had less than $5 in his pocket.
Oh, my God.
That guy really knows how to party.
Wow.
Terrible gambler, though.
Right?
Jesus. Okay, number two. A Florida TikTok influencer who went viral after filming herself shoplifting from Target has found herself in trouble with the law again. Here is the story.
Call my dad, call my grandma, tell him to call my lawyer now.
A TikTok influencer from Cape Coral just got arrested again. Cape Coral police say Marlena Velez led them on a high-speed chase. 500,000 people follow her on TikTok. We first told you about her when she was arrested for shoplifting from a Target and making videos about it.
Gulf Coast News has been on Marlena Velez's run-ins with police since CCPD released video of Velez stealing in 2024 at the Super Target on Pine Island Road, saying she even posted about the things she stole on her TikTok account. Police finally caught up with her this past Sunday at a traffic stop with a warrant for her arrest. They found her hiding in the back seat of a vehicle.
The officer approaches the car. Suddenly, Marlena Velez is no longer in the passenger seat. So the officer asks, where'd she go? Where is she? And shines the flashlight in the back seat and finds Marlena Velez hiding in the floorboard in front of her child's car seat.
Police also tried to pull her over 2 weeks ago, but she sped off and they called off the chase since it was too dangerous with kids playing on the street there. Obviously, hiding in the car didn't work because Cape Coral Police Department eventually was able to arrest her. They tell us that she is currently sitting inside Lee County Jail.
Yeah, just hide under the
hiding under the floorboards.
Oh my god. Wow. I feel so influenced. Well, and number three, since it's Friday, I like to highlight new movie releases. Black Phone 2, starring Ethan Hawke, Mason Thames, and Madeline McGraw. A haunted phone once again connects teen Finney to vengeful spirits as he faces a new terror from his past. You've got After the Hunt, starring Julia Roberts, Andrew Garfield, and Ayo Edebiri. A respected professor's life unravels when a student's accusations exposes long-buried secrets. And the one that I really want to see is Good Fortune, starring Aziz Ansari, Keanu Reeves, and Seth Rogen. A guardian angel swaps a struggling man's life with that of his rich boss to teach them both lessons about happiness. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
Catch of the day.
Wet Leg are performing tonight at the Greek Theater here in LA, so we want to go back to their first hit. Chase Long is the name of it. Is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. What a great night for the Greek with Wet Leg. That is the 420 catch of the day. Nobody is going to win today. Zero people.
When you told me the intel on this song, I just thought, oh my god, you've really done it.
Yeah, we're going to do just a second in a few minutes for 21 Pilots tickets coming up on camera. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We started a week ago Monday with Just a Second, a contest to make sure that we got big fans for 21 Pilots in our private show. And I had Omar make me a bunch of clips, and I just thought we'd play them, and it would be difficult because I can't play this game. And the first person, the first contestant every time last week.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm going through and I'm listening to the songs again and I'm finding a spot that I don't think you'll recognize. And then I'm flipping it backwards. So that's what we're going to do now. If you'd like to win tickets for the private show Wednesday night, 800-520-1067. You call, you tell us you want to play the game. And we will play the game, and then we will give you those tickets coming up right after Rage Against the Machine on K-Rock. We have tickets for our 21 Pilots private show. We're doing Just a Second. We're going to play you a clip of a 21 Pilots song. It's 1 second of the song. We're not trying to have you identify it, but we want to make sure we get a big fan.
Yes.
So we're going to take that second. We're going to turn it backwards, and then you have to identify it. It wouldn't be possible for me, but
I think it's going to be challenging for everyone.
Okay.
Here. Yep.
What's your name? Hello?
Jazz.
Hi there. All right.
Yes, we
can hear you. Okay. Are you ready? I can only play it once for each caller, okay?
I am so ready.
All right. Good luck. Here you go.
Ooh.
Do you have a guess?
Ooh.
Need a guess.
I feel like...
We need a guess.
You guys made it hard. It's good.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's the clip.
Is it Drag Path?
It is not. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. You ready to identify the 21 Pilots song?
I'm going to try.
All right. Good luck. Here it is.
You got a guess for us?
You have a guess?
Oh, I think she hung up.
Oh, no.
I think so. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Stacey.
All right, Stacey, are you ready? I'm going to play it for you one time. You tell us what this song is, all right?
Okay.
There you go.
Is it the Run and Go from the Vessel album?
It is not. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Have you heard the clip when you're on hold?
I have been. And okay, good. Yeah, I have heard it.
Okay, good. I'm going to play it for you one time. Here you go.
Okay. Oh, my God. Is it Taxi Cab?
It is not Taxi Cab. We just did that one recently. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Jessica,
here's the clip. You ready?
I think so. Oh my God. Is it Rothier?
It is not. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. All right, here's your clip. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Is it Cancer? The cover?
It is Cancer.
Woo!
The cover that they did for My Chemical Romance album. It's not even on a 21 Pilots album.
Dude.
But it is them. Here's the part.
Is leaving you.
It is a great cover of Cancer. How did you figure that out?
I guessed it a couple days ago and I got it wrong. So I said, let's try again.
Oh my God.
So wait, you didn't even know. It was just that's a song I'm going to guess?
No, I had a feeling it kind of sounded similar.
All right.
Oh, my God. What's your name?
My name is Robert.
Robert.
Congratulations, Robert.
Legend. We'll see you Wednesday.
Hold on. You are running out of time to get tickets for 21 Pilots, our private show. We've got some tickets coming up for you in less than 10 minutes.
Well, aren't you excited, though, Kev, that there's only one more clip that we're doing for when we do the next game as well. So next week, you don't have to go through this torture
anymore.
I've
been spending a lot of time trying to trip people up. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hello, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. You are caller 21.
Woo! Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're caller 21. You get to see the private show on Wednesday, and you get to see the show at BMO a week from tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts, wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
So we both found this story, but the difference between you and I is that I went and looked for details.
Yeah, I just saw the video clip, and I was like, nah. Mm-mm.
Well, you're going to get it anyway. Naked man wandering around Florida trying to get into houses.
The doorbell rang and then the motion light was on, so I answered the door and the guy's standing there naked.
That is not how you see your night going.
Oh God, no. Nope.
An unwelcome sight on his doorstep, David Dale called the police as the naked man outside started tearing things up.
Weirdly, he picked up a potted plant and threw it through the guy's truck window.
Okay.
It was like on his seat. And tore some lights off it. I don't know what.
Was he trying to get stuff out of the truck?
It looked like he just wanted to be destructive.
And naked at the same time. Okay.
Yes.
Love it.
That man took off as police began to search.
So they bring the police and they search everywhere.
They brought a dog. They brought the helicopter.
There was no sign of him that night until just down the block, Tim Reichman woke up.
I go out back.
Got bad news for you, Tim.
Uh-oh.
And the shed door's open.
Oh,
shed door is open. What?
And then I look around the corner and the screen's off the window.
He checked his security cams.
Here's this creepy guy in the sliding glass door, naked.
Now they're watching the security camera footage. They weren't watching this live. They're watching it afterwards.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
okay,
going,
and that's the clip that I
happened?
Saw
oh,
was
okay.
That one. Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely horrified.
Yeah. They watched as he climbed over their fence.
He tries the door, and then he starts pleasuring himself.
Now, it can always go one of two ways. Usually it's like bath salts.
Yeah, right.
And you don't even know you're naked.
Yes.
Or this way.
They watched him take the screen off their windows and try to open them.
Then he goes out, goes to our shed, opens the shed, gets an axe.
Oh, no.
Goes out to the shed and gets an axe.
Oh, no.
What?
Security video shows him hide in their shed and stay there for the next 2.5 hours.
So he's still in the shed with the axe for 2.5 hours hiding.
That's so scary.
Right?
For walking out the side gate.
Did he have the axe with him?
No.
Was it keistered? Where's the axe?
A week later, investigators say they arrested Joshua Neil Garrison.
With the axe or without the axe? I need to know where the axe is.
A couple of nights, it was me sitting up, gun in my lap, you know, which is not what you want to do.
He was literally sitting up with a rifle on his lap, waiting for a naked man with an axe to come through his window.
Oh, my God.
How frightening
is
that?
Scary.
Records show he was sentenced on grand theft auto charges in July and scheduled to be in jail until December.
Okay.
It's unclear why he was let out early.
No, good work.
Oh, my God.
Good work
Thank
on that.
Thank you, Florida.
When are those guys going to tour again, you know? I miss them.
No, I do too. So I just do want to remind everybody I'm going to be able to still get you in to see All Time Low Monday here in the Helpline of Sound Space, and then you'll see them at YouTube Theater. So between 6 and 8, I'm going to have your final shot for that to win.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have your tickets for 21 Pilots. It's an impossible clip. I'm sorry.
It is.
It might be the worst one.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the last time we have to play this game.
It is the last time for us. Yes,
Woo-hoo!
That is true. Coming
Good
up in a
luck.
Few minutes. Okay, right. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have your tickets for 21 Pilots for the private show. We have one more game for you to play this week, and it's an impossible one.
It's pretty bad.
I got laughed at when I played it. I played it for Megan, and she literally laughed and said, that's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You call, you say you want to play the game, and we will play that tiny little clip for you backwards, and then you just have to identify the song, and we will do that right after Hozier on K-Rock. 21 Pilots tickets. You think this is too hard.
I really do. This is a really tough one, in my opinion.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
So let's give them a hint first.
I agree. Okay.
Everybody will get this hint.
So this song is off of the debut self-titled 21 Pilots album.
All right.
That's
so
all
everybody
I can say.
Gets that hint.
Mm-hmm.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I'm so nervous.
I can play it for everybody only one time. Here you go.
Okay.
Nope. That's not even the right one. Oh, no. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay, wait.
Hold, please.
Small technical difficulties, but we're going to get this sorted out. In the meantime, what is your name? Hello? On the phone? Are you there?
Yeah, Carla.
What is it?
Carla.
Coral?
Carla.
Carla.
I'm working over
Carla.
Here, and I can
I know,
hear her
you
better
can.
Than you.
I know. Carla, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. Have you seen 21 Pilots? This is my final question. I think we've got it sorted.
We do.
Yeah.
You have? Okay.
I have seen them 37 times.
I figured this.
37 times?
I knew it.
Wow.
We got
okay.
a mega fan.
All right. Here is your clue.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay.
I know it's hard to hear, but.
And you can only play it one time, right?
You can only hear it one time. What do you think the song is?
Are you allowed to play it again?
Nope.
Okay, so I have a guess.
Okay.
I think it's... I have two songs in mind.
Well, give us one.
Yeah, give us one. You got this, okay. Carla.
We got to have a guess.
Air Catcher. Or Chuck Dorf.
I'm sorry.
Carla, I'm sorry.
K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
All right, you ready to play?
Yeah, I am.
All right, here's your clue. That's it.
this is forward, not reverse, correct?
No, that's reversed. This is reversed. What do you think?
I'm going to say, I'm going to go for a shot in the dark, Isle of Flightless Birds.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello?
Hello.
Hi there. You ready for your clip?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here you go. It is backwards.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, dear. Is that Johnny Boy?
That is not Johnny Boy. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Are you ready to play?
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Okay. Here you go. What is that?
Oh, boy. I'm just going to try my best. Oh, Miss Believer.
I'm sorry. Oh, that is such a rude buzz, isn't it? K-Rock, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You ready?
Hi. Perfect. I think I'm just going to do a wild guess and say March to the Sea.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. We have two more. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready to hear your clip?
If you're talking to me, yes.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Okay. You can hear the echo. That's why.
All right. Here you go.
I'm going to guess the Pantaloon.
I am sorry. We did do that one. Mm-hmm. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're our last contestant before we take a break. So do you have a guess? Let me play it for you one time.
A Car, A Torch of Death.
I am sorry.
You have stumped them.
800-520-1067. Again, the clue is it's from their self-titled debut album in 2009.
40 minutes nonstop K-Rock.
Next, not now, but real soon. Real soon.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hi there, what's your name?
Hi, Matthias.
All right, Matthias, here is your clue. It is a 21 Pilots song backwards. It's 1 second. Here you go.
Ooh, is it Trap Door?
It is not.
No.
Oh, Trap Door, I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here you go.
Is it The Line?
No.
It's not The Line. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a guess? Should I play it for you?
Yeah. Is it Implicit Demand for Proof?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
This is how it sounds.
Oh, my God.
Nicely done. Implicit yes. Demand for Proof from their self-titled debut album in 2009. Who is this?
My name's Aureli.
Aureli, you won the tickets. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. You're the best.
That is it for me, but Megan Holiday has you, and she's got something pretty special.
Yeah, so you still have time to come out to the 21 Pilots private show on Wednesday. And not only that, but you're going to meet the band as well. So all weekend long, you're going to text in to win this up, and your first chance of the weekend is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.